in studio with me this morning Arvinda Real and Joshua Anya. So Arvinda is the managing director, CFAO Motors Kenya, formerly Toyota. I've been told to say that. And deputy managing director Joshua Anya in studio with us this morning. Now, welcome, guys. Welcome to Capital FM.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, thank you.
It's great to have you guys here. Of course, I'll go back to my early days at this station. I'm 2000. I started my first stint on radio, and then I've taken breaks, and this is my third time coming back. But I remember coming to radio. I'd just come from the U.S. I'd been there for 18 years. Arrived back, and first time on air. One thing that always stood out to me was the traffic and travel brought to you by Toyota. And the tagline, which was, the car in front is always a Toyota. Yeah. And then, you know, your mind shifts to that when you're leaving the train. You look up and sure enough, it's a Toyota. And we're going to talk about CFAO Motors and what that means in just a few minutes. But first and foremost, we have to congratulate Toyota, the presence at the WRC Safari Rally. Gone are the days of the... We won't mention the other brands, but gone are the days when it was, it could be any one of four or five motor brands that would win the rally or would be the strongest cars. But Toyota dominated. I mean, this is insane. 1, 2, 3 across
four.
The board. Four. There you go. Yeah.
Four.
I'll start with you, Arvinda. What was the reason for this? What is the reason that Toyota is now dominating not just the WRC Safari Rally, but the circuit across the world?
Firstly, thank you for having us here in the studio, and it's a pleasure for us being here and talking to the audience and yourself and the conversation. I would firstly say that the Toyota team, first of all, was very much prepared. This time they came in last year. We got 1-2 as the podium, and they learned the terrain. They learned, and they actually purpose-built the cars. They became strong. And I think what we look at in from a Toyota point of view is always about quality, durability, reliability. And I think we can, and as Toyota, we can handle any terrain. So that was the main secret behind the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Very true. And as I was telling you guys off air, I left as soon as Terrace Riley hit the stage and drove my Toyota all the way home from Naivasha to Nairobi in an hour and a half. I am a proud owner of a Toyota as well. As we talk more about the rally, but you know, many people would probably wonder, and maybe Joshua, you can answer this one. CFAO. You'll never lose the fact that you are Toyota, and people will probably still say Toyota Kenya, but what is CFAO and why the change?
Okay, thank you. Thank you once again, Farid, for having us. CFAO means a Corporation for Africa and Overseas. Previously, the Toyota Kenya was actually business under Toyota Tusho Corporation, which is in Japan. So in the year 2017, that is actually when Toyota, which is TTC, actually took over and merged with CFAO in 2017, meaning therefore that Toyota actually gave CFAO the opportunity to be able to manage its African business. So that's when actually all of us now started now reporting straight into CFAO. Mm-hmm. And CFAO is basically based in Paris.
I see.
Yes.
And the pedigree of the brand as well for Africa, but I mean globally. But let's talk about Africa as well. You know, you can travel anywhere in Africa, and chances are the majority of cars on the road will in fact be Toyota. What makes Toyota so, what's the word I'm looking for? What makes Toyota such the perfect fit for the African market?
I would say that the perfect fit comes from the research and development that we actually invest in. That's one as a company. Second is our people. You know, people, we believe that people are one of your strongest assets that we have, and they are the ones that drive what people drive. You know, so they bring in the research, they bring in the development, and we test so that our cars keep on going. So that's the fundamental and the key secret to having this. The right processes, the right people, and then the results come automatically.
But over the years, you know, since automobiles have been on the roads, let's take Kenya just as an example, many, many automobile makers and manufacturers have tried to come in and have the same sort of presence as Toyota. But that clearly, I mean, we can say it, the car in front of you is always a Toyota. We can ask our listeners to have a look in front, and I would say 9 out of 10 will see a Toyota in front of them. So, I mean, there has to be some sort of X factor with Toyota as a brand, surely.
Mm. So we've been driving and developing this, especially if I come into the Kenyan context for now. We've actually, like we said, we are here to stay. We have invested. We've actually have 33 outlets all over. So one of the key things is that we ensure that you can service your vehicle anywhere that you are in the country. With the 33 outlets, 9 are owned and the rest are indigenous Toyota Kenya Authorized Service Centers, where we have developed and they've been developing over time. We do a lot of training and development. We give support. We ensure that our parts are now competitive. We've got the right parts available. And with that, I think over the years, the dominance and development of it based on our quality, durability, reliability has given the customers comfort, and which then upholds a resale value. And obviously the banking factor comes in where it's financing. And, you know, with an assurance that when a car holds its value, then you would want to change it and get a new vehicle on of the same make.
Yes, and of course, chances are you'll go back and get a Toyota. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the Hilux Safari Limited Edition, because this has gave us quite a show as the route opener. Are there going to be more units like this produced?
Yes, okay. Last year when we had the Podium 1-2, what we did basically was to actually have a limited edition of 15 units. That actually all of them were taken up. And part of those two, those also, we actually had two, which were route openers, 000 and 00, which of course this year we also actually gave to the Safari Rally Kenya for them to use the same as route openers. This year, once again, because of the strong position of 1, 2, 3, 4, what we are going to do is basically also just to look at having some special edition for us to be able to, once again, just re-emphasize and give customers an opportunity to actually to enjoy the quality, durability, and reliability of the Hilux. And that's one thing that we are looking at also.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Yaris. That is obviously your what did it all for you over this course of the last weekend. And, of course, some great offers as well that are coming your way from CFAO Motors. If you have any questions, get them in now. You can tweet us, 984 in the morning, hashtag drive in, or send us a WhatsApp if you'd like, 0701-984-984. FM. In studio with us this morning, Arvinda, the managing director of CFAO Motors Kenya, and Joshua, the deputy managing director of CFAO Motors. Now, many of you are going, "What is CFAO?" Don't worry, we're here to break it down for you this morning. Arvinda, we'll start with you here. Maybe just tell us a little bit about the relationship between CFAO and TTC, or CFAO and Toyota.
So let me start by giving a little bit of a history of CFAO, which we all have been told is now Corporation for Africa and Overseas. CFAO started business in 1852. That was the first business in Africa. And fast forward in 1970s, when the first dealer agreements were made to actually sell Toyota vehicles into 5 countries within Africa. While CFAO started business in 1852, Toyota Tsusho Corporation, which is TTC, started business in Africa in 1922 through cotton trading in Uganda. And in 1964, which is obviously we all know is the independence year for Kenya, is the first Toyota vehicles were actually exported into Kenya. And then 2012 is where the Toyota Tsusho Corporation and CFAO Strategic Alliance came into being formed. And then in 2017, the merger between TTC and CFAO took place. And from there on, we all became CFAO. And now, formerly Toyota Kenya, is now called CFAO Motors Kenya. And we had a name change in February 2022.
Okay. So now we are CFAO. But don't worry, all the great vehicles are still there. And all the great, I'm a Toyota person. Let's see, my last four cars. I could take you through what they are. There was once me driving a Starlet, but it was turbo. Then a RAV4, then a Corolla, and now a Fortuna. So I am 100% a Toyota person, my family as well. Joshua, maybe over to you for a moment as well. You guys, obviously, you know, you have a great, and you see it, a great trade-in scheme, and you guys do a lot to make sure that we can bring our Toyotas in and get a great deal on a new Toyota. How does it all work?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Farid. One thing that happened also as part of the name change, remember Toyota Kenya formerly was only dealing with Toyota, Hino, Yamaha, and Suzuki. So what we did also as part of the consolidation into the new CFAO Motors Kenya, we actually also took over what used to be Toyotsu.
Okay, uh-huh. Automark. I know the place. Right? Yes,
which basically was used to sell used cars, right? So today, the used car division is now Automark, which is also falling under CFAO Motors Kenya.
I see.
Now, with Automark, which is basically selling the pre-owned vehicles, right? What basically we are doing is that in it, we are looking at bringing in cars, right, that are in very good condition, also from Japan. And also with it, also, we are looking at how can we also, as a nation, actually create a secondary market for cars that initially were bought as new, and then the owners are now bringing them back in. So what we've done, we've actually emphasized on trying, introducing trade-in, right? Where customers actually who've already bought cars can actually bring their cars in, and then we'll actually carry out an assessment of those vehicles just to make sure that we look at the condition of the vehicles, we look at the age of the vehicle, and once we find that, based on that valuation, we give the customer the value. So based on the value, the customer will actually use their cars as part of, you'd call it a deposit if you want.
Yeah, sure.
In purchasing a new car.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's something that we've done. And we, right now, it's an offering that we're actually giving just to make sure that we also bring in more Kenyans into owning new as part of our strategy.
Okay. And yes. You also, there's also the local assembly angle. Just explain that to us, because you guys obviously are what screams to me from that is you're creating jobs as well with this local assembly.
True. And with the local assembly, so we know there's the government initiative, the four pillar agenda, the big four agenda, and then we've also gone into really the initiative of Buy Kenya, Build Kenya. We want to give all the Kenyans affordable vehicles, and as Joshua just said, we want to try and see more and more people coming into new vehicles rather than, you know, the older vehicles. So for that initiative, we have actually launched a couple of models under the local assembly. They are assembled in Mombasa with obviously the quality, durability, reliability checks which come from Japan. So the models now we are actually assembling. We started with the Land Cruiser pickup has always been there, has been assembled since the 70s, and obviously has gone through the model changes that are there. But in 2019, we introduced the Hilux range, and we've got about seven different models within the Hilux that we're actually assembling. And then our latest entry was in 2021, is the Hiace. We've actually introduced the Hiace as part of the local assembly, what we're calling the KD level. And now we're in discussion to introduce newer and newer models. So in the next possibly 1-2 years' time, we'll have a lot more models and a lot more offerings to the Kenyans. And the whole idea is to make these vehicles more affordable.
Right. And it does bring the price down when it's locally assembled anyway.
Yes, it does. And at the same time in this, we contribute towards the economy because, as you rightfully said, we are actually creating jobs. The investment that's coming in is pretty huge because, you know, you need to buy tools, you need to set up the lines. And at the same time, yeah, we as part of even we do some of the CSR projects that will help the nation as a whole.
And if I'm not mistaken, years ago I was a guest at one of the training courses for your engineers, mechanical staff. Mm-hmm. It's pretty high tech what you guys are doing.
Yes, we've got a fully fledged Toyota Kenya Academy.
Yes, that's it. Of course,
yeah,
yes.
The Toyota Kenya Academy, which is based here at Popper Road, and Joshua, maybe you can mention what we do in the academy.
Yes. Thank you. We have a Toyota Kenya Academy, which is based at our Toyota Business Park, and just at Popper Road, the place that used to be the Bellevue movie, if you remember that.
Right.
Area.
Very
that's
well.
Actually where we've got sitting on. On 60,000 square meters.
Right.
Basically, what we do there is that initially, one thing that we did take note of previously was that there was a need for us also to try and make sure that even as we are expanding our network, we needed also to have our own training center, where, of course, we appreciate what the government has done in terms of focusing onto the TVETs and the likes. But then we also noted a gap. Therefore, we decided to have an in-house training where we actually recruit people from the technical colleges, and then we bring them in for two-year training. So at the academy, other than just offering training for our own, one thing that we also saw as a gap was that we needed also to ensure that even as more and more vehicles are coming in with the latest technology, the advancements and so on and so forth. So we actually have in the same place what we are calling advanced driver training, where we also offer training, especially to those who are acquiring new cars. We've been dealing with quite a number of corporates where they come in and we actually train their drivers, especially because of the evolution technology. And most important of all, you know, like in any other new technology, you find there's so many advancements that people are not very familiar with.
Right.
And for you to be able to get better return on that particular investment. So that's actually why we offer the training at that particular area. Beyond that also, one thing that we've done, because of the popularity of Toyota in the Kenyan market, we've taken note that as part of CSR, we've got a lot of our brothers and sisters who are in the Jua Kali. So we actually have a tailor-made training where we actually offer training to the Jua Kalis.
That's great.
Where they actually come in and we have a training for them that lasts for about a year. Of course, 6 months in and then 6 months out, but we continue to monitor and to support them even when they go back into their business. But beyond the technical aspect of it, we also support them with their business skills,
right?
Entrepreneurship, so that they can actually be able to look after their books and to actually run very, very businesses that are profitable.
That's wonderful work.
Yeah,
that's wonderful work you guys are doing.
Yes.
Maybe a final question. You know, you are obviously the biggest brand automobile-wise, not just in Kenya, but I would say I've traveled to 15 or 16 countries. I would say probably in all of those as well across Africa. Are you doing anything to push road? We have a big problem here. We hit the 1,600 death mark in June, something ridiculous like this from accidents. And this is where the pedestrians are being knocked over, boda boda guys, car accidents, etc. Are you guys doing anything for road safety in Kenya?
Yes. We're doing a lot. And just to mention a few, first of all, we are partnering with NTSA on this campaign for schools, especially. Just last week we visited one of the schools. This was the St. Anne's Primary School on Jogo Road, where we donated 200 lollipops. You know, the famous lollipop man, the stop go our days, if you
totally remember.
School,
yep.
You know, so that we can actually have some of the motorists at least obey the traffic rules so that the children can actually cross, because Jogo Road, as you know, is a very, very busy road that we have. So we're doing initiatives such as that. Secondly, what we're doing is we're actually undertaking, as Joshua said, the driver training through our academy. And it doesn't cost. When you're a customer of ours, we actually offer free driver training.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Making sure that all the safety conditions will be met, and at least you also know how to look after your vehicle. The other one, we've actually introduced a new, I wouldn't call it a 4x4 track or course. At the Gong Race course, we've taken a bit of an area there so that we can just demonstrate exactly how to use the vehicle and what features need to be used, so that you can also have a safety driving campaign. So those are some of the initiatives
That's
we're
great.
Actually using or currently doing to make the roads safer in Kenya.
Yep, and we definitely need to do that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today from CFAO Motors. I'm going to still say formerly Toyota until people get used to it.
Thank you.
Joshua and Arvinda, it's been a pleasure having you here as well. And once again, congratulations on the rally. I mean, you guys must have been sitting there beaming with pride, huh?
Yes, we were, definitely. It was a great success. It was a great weekend.
Yeah.
I think everybody, including myself and the Kenyans who came out to see the rally, we thoroughly enjoyed it. The kids were out there cheering Toyotas and the Gazoo Racing team. So great result. And congratulations to all of us and our team.
Before you go, we were sharing stories about our time in the Yaris. I got a little ride from Azar last year around this time. You're telling me that you got a ride with Flash and it was frightening.
I wouldn't say frightening. Yes, frightening or challenging might be a little bit of a word to use, because you see these are trained drivers.
Sure.
They can push the limits up to maybe 170, 180 kph, which I don't recommend any of our listeners to do.
Please don't. Yeah, we've had the more longer issues for the last couple of weeks. Don't do it. Yeah,
please don't do such things.
Yeah.
But you also, when you're sitting in the navigator seat, you need to have a lot of trust in your driver. So once you trust him, it's a trust relationship. Right. Then you can push it. But yes, it was an interesting time.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, congratulations once again, not just on the CFAO, of course, name change, but also on the success at the rally. And anytime you guys want to come back, by all means, just let us know. We'd love to have you back on air.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Thank you for having us once again. Thank you.